To Susanna, Eddie, and Jake, he would have looked like Father Christmas. To Roland, he looked like what he was. Hell incarnate. "How slow you are!" the gunslinger cried in a tone of mock amazement. "Try three! Perhaps three at once will do ya!" Looking into the binoculars was like looking into a magic hourglass tipped on its side. Roland watched the big Red King leaping up and down, shaking his hands beside his face in a way that was almost comic. Roland thought he could see a crate at that robed figure's feet, but wasn't entirely sure. The scrolled iron staves between the balcony's floor and its railing obscured it. "Must be his ammunition supply," he thought. "Must be. How many can he have in a crate that size? 20? 50? It didn't matter, unless the Red King could throw more than 12 at a time. Roland was confident he could shoot anything out of the air the old demon sent his way. This was, after all, what he'd been made for. Unfortunately, the Crimson King knew it as well as Roland did. The thing on the balcony gave another gruesome, ear-splitting cry. Patrick plugged his dirty ears with his dirty fingers and made as if to dip down for fresh ammunition. Then, however, he stopped himself. Roland watched him advance to the balcony's railing and then peer directly into the gunslinger's eyes. That glare was red and burning. Roland lowered the binoculars at once, lest he be fascinated. The king's call drifted to him.
"Wait then a bit, and meditate on what you'd gain, Roland. Think how close it is, and listen, hear the song your darling sings."
He fell silent then. No more whistling, no more whines, no more oncoming sneeches. What Roland heard instead was the sough of the wind, and what the king wanted him to hear.